Thank you very much, Hoyana. Members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Your Excellencies. It's time now for President Zuma, the President of the Republic of South Africa, and his honored guest, the President of the Republic of Ghana, to make their remarks. I'll request you, President Zuma, to make your remarks first. At the end of your remarks, I'll request that you also invite your honored guest to make his remark. At the end, we'll probably consider if there are questions. You may be clear enough that there will be no questions at the end of your remarks. Over to you, President Zuma.
Thank you, Mr. Zizigodwa, His Excellency, President John Evans Atta Mills, Honorable Ministers, Members of the Media, our good friends, on behalf of the people and government of the Republic of South Africa, we extend a warm welcome to my brother and friend, President John Evans Atta Mills, and his delegation on his visit, which is a state visit, to South Africa. We are delighted to host His Excellency and to have this interaction with Ghana, a country that has a special place in the history of the African continent. We recall how our freedom and that of many African peoples was inspired by that great Ghanaian, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the icon of Pan-Africanism, a visionary, an uncompromising proponent of the decolonization and independence of Africa. Lessons from Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and other African icons continue to guide us as we navigate the difficult terrain that is world politics today, especially in affirming the place and role of Africa in international affairs. Your Excellency, let me also use this opportunity to thank the people and successive governments of Ghana for the solidarity and support we received during the struggle for our liberation. The African continent, including your beautiful country, stood by us, determined that they would not rest until South Africa was free. Your visit will take us further in consolidating our bilateral relations, which are structured under the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation that was officially inaugurated in 2007. During our discussions today, we emphasized the importance of further deepening economic ties between our two countries. We welcome the progress thus far. In recent years, trade between South Africa and Ghana has grown significantly. South Africa exports have grown from less than 1 billion rand in 1998 to over 3 billion rand in 2008. We thank you, Mr. President, for creating an opportunity for South African business people to invest in Ghana, there are more than 80 South African multinationals and small-scale companies registered in Ghana. The South African investors are prevalent in the following sectors: mining, retail, insurance, transport, tourism, banking, telecommunication, construction, services, franchising, manufacturing, fishing, advertising, aviation, and energy. Together we have identified areas of further expansion. These include tourism, communication technologies, mining, agriculture, and infrastructure development. Your Excellency, we also wish to strengthen the South Africa-Ghana Science and Technology Cooperation. We already work together on the Square Kilometer Array Telescope project. This will be the largest powerful radio telescope ever built. The telescope will be able to probe the edges of our universe and will help us to answer fundamental questions in the fields of astronomy, physics, and cosmologies. It will lead to improved information and communication technologies for all Africans and increased economic growth as a result. The bid is now between a consortium of 9 African countries against the Australia-New Zealand partnership. The African SKA bid is led by South Africa and includes Ghana, Botswana, Kenya, Madagascar, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, and Zambia. We are all working hard to ensure that Africa is declared a winner when the bid is announced early next year. Ladies and gentlemen, in our discussions, we also reflected on developments in our respective regions. We also exchanged views on political developments on the continent. The continent continues on an unstoppable march towards a democratic, prosperous, and equal Africa, but this is not without its challenges. One of these challenges is in Libya. In line with the African Union, we have said continuously that the future of Libya must be determined by the Libyan people. The situation in Libya has been of concern, as it has been accompanied by the undermining of the African continent's role in finding a solution. In our view, it remains our view that the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1973 has been abused to further interests other than to protect civilians and assist the Libyan people. The AU Peace and Security Council is meeting on Thursday and Friday this week in Addis Ababa to deliberate on the unfolding situation in Libya. In our meeting this morning, we also deliberated on the global and multilateral matters of interest and concern. On the international front, we have reiterated the need to reform the United Nations, particularly the UN Security Council, as well as international financial institutions. These have to reflect the increasingly important role and interests of Africa and the developing world. Ladies and gentlemen, I conclude by reiterating our pleasure in hosting our esteemed guest, President Mills, and his delegation in South Africa on this historic occasion. And I thank you. And now,
thank you, my brother, President Jacob Zuma, President of the Republic of South Africa, honorable ministers, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, members of the media. I had the privilege of being in South Africa barely a year ago to watch the Black Stars play in the FIFA World Cup tournament. Not only was the organization of that tournament a credit to Africa for the excellent work done by South Africa, but South Africans displayed something that was rather unique, especially during a football match against the United States. Almost to a man, South Africans stood solidly behind the Black Stars and cheered us on to victory. Now, this expression of support by the Black Stars is clear evidence of the long-lasting relationship that has existed between Ghana and South Africa since the days of our first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who believed that Ghana's independence would be meaningless unless the whole of Africa was free. If he therefore participated and facilitated the work and operations of the liberation movement, it was because he firmly believed in the African's ability to take his own destiny into his hands. Luckily, the good Lord listened to our prayers, and now Africa is free, and South Africa is playing the lead role that we all hoped and expected it to be. Indeed, it is our conviction that there is a need for us to build on this already strong relationship that exists between our two countries. Thus, my decision to come here in response to an invitation by my brother, President Jacob Zuma, is meant to strengthen this relationship that exists between us. South Africa has a lot to offer to us, and I believe that we also have something to offer to South Africa. We both believe in South-South cooperation. We believe that it is our responsibility to ensure that politically, socially, and economically, we collaborate and cooperate with one another so that Africans will find their proper place in the world. Indeed, the meeting that we have just had has underscored the importance that we all attach to the need for us to cooperate and collaborate with one another. We need to learn from one another. The agreements covering tourism, ICT, economic and technical cooperation, among others, are the very areas that we need to concentrate on if Africa is to progress. And I was struck by the warmth and willingness on both sides of the aisle to ensure that we reach agreements which will form the foundation for our future development and progress. This is the kind of signal that we in Africa should send to the world, that we want to look inwards, we want to see what we can do for ourselves. Above all, the good Lord has blessed us with so many natural resources which we can utilize for the benefit of our people. During our discussions, we both agreed that democracy is the chosen path for Africa if we are to progress. We need to respect human rights, uphold the rule of law, and above all, ensure that the mandate that we have been given in our respective countries is used solely for the benefit of our people. We also took note of developments in the whole of Africa, noting that the signals which are coming out of these events are signals that are worth learning and taking note of. It is quite clear that the world is changing, Africa is changing. But at the same time, we in Africa want to take our destiny into our own hands. With the situation in Libya, I'm happy that my brother President Zuma announced that the Peace and Security Council will be meeting. We in Ghana will be watching events, and at the appropriate time, we'll take a decision. But let me emphasize that whatever decision we take will be a decision which takes into account what is in the best interest of the people of Libya. As far as the other developments go, we in Africa will stand by the decision of the AU and ensure that our projects and programs are carried to their logical conclusion. Indeed, Africa is beginning to make some remarkable progress. Africa is showing the whole world that given the opportunity, we'll be able to stand tall. Africa is sending signals to the rest of the world that this is the continent of the future and that investors will be able to get a good return on their investment. Gone are the days when people look down on Africa, but Africa has all that it takes. And the excellent organization of the World Cup is ample evidence that when given the opportunity, the African will be able to deliver creditably. Indeed, South Africa needs to be commended for making Africa proud. This was the first African country that had been given the opportunity. And many were the cynics who were looking on, telling themselves that do these people have the capacity and the willingness to succeed? They showed that they had more than capacity. They were ready and they made us proud. Mr. President, you can take credit for what you did on behalf of Africa. Now that we have entered into these agreements, we are not going to allow the files to gather dust. We are going to make sure that we operationalize them, because our people are looking up to us to be able to offer them the needed leadership. South Africans, happily, have found Ghana an attractive investment destination. As President Zuma said, they are engaged in all areas of our economic life. And indeed, we want more and more South African investors to come to Ghana. As a government, our responsibility is to ensure that will provide an enabling environment. And at the same time, we are also encouraging Ghanaian businessmen to come to South Africa, team up with their brothers and sisters in South Africa, and see what they can do for themselves and also for their nations. Therefore, I've come accompanied by a group of businessmen who I know will have the opportunity to sit down, exchange views and ideas, and see areas of cooperation between them and their South African counterparts. Mr. President, I'd like on behalf of my delegation to express our deepest gratitude to you for the very warm reception accorded us and for the excellent facilities made available to us. Indeed, in coming to South Africa, to many Ghanaians, we are coming home. Because I would say, without any fear of contradiction, that with Ghanaians who were growing up during the period of struggle, your heroes were their heroes. The Oliver Tambos, Walter Sisulu, Madiba, Nelson Mandela, among others, were household names in Ghana. They will continue to be household names. And many more who are now leading South Africa, who are now at the helm of affairs in South Africa, will also be Ghanaian heroes and be household names in Ghana. Mr. President, once again, I thank you for the opportunity given us to sit down with you and talk about matters of mutual interest. We know that it's an important first step that we have taken, and it's a first step that is going to help yield results. Thank you, and may God bless the relations between Ghana and South Africa. May they grow stronger, and may they inspire other African countries to set along the path which I'm hoping we are now blazing. Thank you.